Harper and Harper Audio present The Wild Trials by Mackenzie Reed. Performed by Emily Lawrence. To Jeff and Danny, the best big brothers a girl could ask for, I'm forever your biggest fan, and nothing makes me happier than being your little sister. 1. Friday, May 23rd, 3:52 p.m. This clock is trying to kill me. Its faint tick-tock taunts me, like a literal bomb counting down to one of the most important and defining moments of the rest of my life. Maybe in a normal school, it would be the thought of summer. One last season with my friends before we all break apart for college. Melting ice cream cones and salt-textured hair, the scent of the ocean on our skin almost as strong as the sunscreen. Despite my current rockiness in the friend department, there's still a chance for my summer to look something like that. Except, hopefully, with my pockets padded with cash and the title of Wild Academy's champion attached. But the only way to be named champion of the Academy's annual seniors-only competition is to win it. And I can't win if I'm not even chosen to compete in the first place. "Hey," a voice to my left whispers. Emmy whacks my arm lightly. "Chill out. You're shaking the entire table." "I can't help it," I whisper back. "I feel like I'm going to puke." My heart thuds against my ribcage, keeping time with the ticking of the clock. 6 more minutes until I can mow down every student in the hall to get to the bulletin board in the foyer to see if my name is on it. Maybe cry in relief if it's there, and definitely cry if it's not. Either way, tears will likely be shed. "And don't even think about skipping studying," Professor Ruffalo reminds the class, snapping me back into the final anatomy lesson of my high school career. "Classes might be over for the year, but there are still 2 weeks of finals for most of you. Don't start slacking now." Most of you. I scrutinize her features for any kind of tell that I'm not part of that, but her poker face is strong. Professor Ruffalo is one of the main faculty who chooses the 12 students, or challengers, as we call them, who compete in the 2-week wilderness competition that takes place deep in the forest behind campus while the rest of the school slogs through final exams. "You have nothing to worry about," Emmy whispers. Her hand sneaks under our shared table to squeeze mine. My palms are slick with sweat from spending the entire class in fists in my lap. If she notices, she's too much of a good friend to mention it. "If anyone's going to get chosen, it's you." Academically speaking, I should get chosen. In a school as elite as Wild Academy, everyone is vying for the coveted top-of-class spot. We don't have honors like valedictorian because there are too many of us highly ranked. That's what getting named champion is for. "Students have been slighted before," I murmur back. Emmy shakes her head, her ginger Dutch braids falling off her shoulders. "You're in the top 1%. You've taken every extra credit opportunity. I know you get a pleasure to have in class on every quarterly write-up, and you've aced every single test in the 2 years since you've arrived. You're a shoo-in." An uncomfortable pang spreads through me. Almost every test. "It's based on more than just academics," I quietly remind her. "There's also the essay." An 8-page paper specifying why we want to be chosen to compete as a challenger in the competition. What we do with the $600,000 cash prize. And what the honor of being crowned champion means to us. 8 pages in which I stripped myself bare for judgment. Admitting that had I never begged my parents to send me to Wild the summer before junior year, maybe they'd have enough money to pay my sister's hospital bills without listing my childhood home as collateral. Most of the students...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?